It's a new day. Yes, it is.
The Back Row Morning Show.
The Back Row Baptist Podcast.
The Morning Side Hug.
The Back Row with Matt and Mo. He's Matt, I'm Mo.
We're just like, hey, we got microphones.
You're tuned in to the Back Row Rewind. The best of Matt and Mo.
Welcome to the Back Row Rewind. So glad to have you with us this morning as we take you back in time to a classic episode of the Back Row Morning Show. Today, we are going to be taking you back to an episode where we discuss Burger King's marketing blunder, the Unhappy Meals. That's coming up later this morning. But first up in this segment, we're going to be talking about Christianese translations. That's right. It's going to be a fun show. You're going to be pretty happy that you're here with us. I'm foreseeing that. Let's dive in, shall we? Good morning. We're back.
I'm back.
Been a while.
Bet y'all thought Matt fired me.
Don't call it a comeback.
All right, so that loud is my jacket.
It's your very loud jacket.
Sorry.
You brought it to the studio.
I'm taking it off, okay? Jeez.
Coming up on today's show, Burger King's Unhappy Meals. Ooh. Plus, latest news, random facts, and our weekly recap. But it is May 13th.
May 13th.
Halfway almost through the month.
I know. Really feel like it was just the beginning of April.
Right? It's going by quick. Mm-hmm. I still haven't even learned how to write 2019 on the dates.
Yeah, we're almost, like, we're halfway through, or we're halfway to the halfway mark of the year, right? Like, does that make sense? No,
that's not
that
right at all.
Sense.
Yeah, that's
no.
Wrong.
So
that would
we
be
are,
in March, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So we are in the last portion until we're halfway through the year.
We're in the last.
We're halfway through the last month.
The last third of the first half.
Whatever.
Of
it's
the whole
almost
year.
Almost half of 2019 is over. How about that?
What holidays are we celebrating today, Bo?
We are celebrating Cough Drop Day.
Yeah. You know, I hated cough drops for like my whole life, especially the honey lemon ones, which are the standard ones, you know, that most people get.
Why?
I couldn't handle them, I guess, when I was a kid. And it's only been like this last consecutive year that I've been able to stomach them.
I like cough drops.
Like, I would
so much so to where it might be an addiction.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we have a mutual friend who's addicted to nose spray, but I might be addicted to cough drops.
Mm-hmm. That's, nose spray, you're not supposed to use more than 3 days in a row.
Yeah, I know, and we've tried telling this friend of ours. But he can't live without it.
Because it's steroids, essentially.
Which makes sense. I'm guessing you don't know who I'm speaking of, so I'll tell you when we go into a silent part of our show. But when I say it, you'll be like, oh, it makes sense.
Okay.
It's also National Apple Pie Day.
Don't like apple pie.
You're nuts. It is my favorite pie. Favorite. And did you know that Taco Bell is doing away with the caramel apple empanadas?
The caramel apple empanadas?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they already took away the Mexi-Melt.
That's gone?
It's gone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they're doing away with the caramel apple empanadas.
Mm. Good riddance. Cinnabon Delights are much better. And right now, Taco Bell is like high on my list of people making me happy.
Why?
Because they have finally, in our town, brought in the Baja Blast Zero Sugar, the Diet Baja Blast.
Really?
And it is fantastic. I haven't been able to drink because I don't like normal diet Mountain Dew, and it's absolutely terrible for you anyway. It's mm-hmm. got something terrible in it. Mm-hmm. But it's
like pesticide or something. Yeah,
something really awful. It should never be in your body. But I haven't, because since it's been almost 2 years since I've cut out non-diet sodas, mm-hmm. and that means pretty much all Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
They used to have diet Code Red, and I think you can still get it in some places, but not here. I'd have to, like, order it online, and I don't trust sending soda through the mail.
True.
So,
well, yeah. Okay, so here's a future. We just learned this. Here's something to file away for future. You can request that Walmart order from, like, a separate Walmart, which, you know this, ship to store.
Oh.
So you can do that either on your own, online, and just have it shipped to the store, or you can go to customer service and request that they order something from another store, so they have Code Red, Mountain Dew Code Red somewhere else, and they'll ship it to the store, and you just pick it up. Uh-huh. Yep.
I did know that was a thing, but I never thought to do it for food.
I know. We said the same thing, but there's a certain kind of soda that's regional to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And all Tennessee Walmarts sell it, but you can't get it anywhere else, literally, yeah. anywhere else.
And so y'all
except
have done that?
Except Cracker Barrel. We found out last week you can get these sodas at Cracker Barrel.
Still, there's not one here.
Right. But, yeah, so we've ordered ship to store online, and yep.
And do they, like, call you when it gets here, mm-hmm. or what?
Yep.
Wow.
Or they'll send you an email, depending on how you have it set up. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. It was like a game changer.
But it doesn't cost you anything else?
No. Any extra? Nope.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. I might get some Diet Code Red in my life, too.
Even though...
Oh, you're also on the list of people making me happy.
Hey, even though Walmart is, like, not on my list of people making me happy right now. But, and that's just our Walmart. That's not
all Walmart. Oh, gosh, yeah. Our Walmart is going through a transformation mm-hmm. to the newest design... of stores.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about it the last time I was here.
It's
still just...
I think finally the food section is in the order it's going to be, and they're not moving it anymore. The way it was told to me this last time I went.
Okay.
Yeah, each trip to Walmart every week these last few weeks has just been twice as long at mm-hmm. least, because nothing's where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yep, I felt like that Christmas all over again, where I was deathly sick and just roamed Walmart for 3 hours and couldn't find anything. Only I was perfectly healthy this time and still couldn't find anything.
Speaking of perfectly healthy,
yep.
Our last holiday.
Also, National Women's Checkup Day. Get your checkup, ladies.
So I would assume women's just specifically refers to the things that men don't have.
I guess so. But
I remember, like, my mom used to have that awkward breast examination self-check thing hanging up in the shower.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, am I allowed to see this? This is weird. I know
this feels
it's
wrong.
I know it's a cartoon, but it's odd.
Well, she wanted you to check your breasts too, Matt, because
and men do get that too.
Men can get breast cancer as well.
Men do get that too.
So, but that's my thing, like, ladies already have their annual. So why are we having it, like, on May 13th as the National Women's Checkup Day?
Maybe it's like checkup awareness day.
Don't forget to schedule your checkup.
Supposed to have an annual.
Okay, I guess so. I don't know. I feel awkward. So can we move on?
I'm awkward as well. Yes, let's move on.
Okay, before we go any farther, I'm putting my jacket back on. So any that you hear,
it's been off
I'm very
for all
sorry.
Of 8 minutes.
Listen, it's freezing in this room. It is May 13th, and it is seasonably cold here.
It is actually very, very cold, especially for New Mexico, but let alone in May. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we've got a new segment for you today. We're going to try this out. We're going to see it, but we're thinking Mondays, we're going to be doing this. And this is a very short segment called Christianese Translations. Mo is going to give you a common Christian phrase you hear in our culture, and I'm going to give you the real truth about mm-hmm. what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up first?
So first we have, that's not how we've always done it.
Which is rude enough.
Yeah.
In itself.
It drives me crazy. But I hate this one. Like, I really do.
But here's what it really means. Look, pal, I don't know who you think you are coming up in here and suggesting we change the way we've done things in this church for as long as I've been here, but you need to learn something right now. God doesn't change, and neither does this church.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard this stupid, stupid phrase. Stupid, stupid phrase. That's not how we've always done it. Well, and how has that worked out for you in the past? All right, are we ready for the next
one? Yeah, let's do the next one.
Why don't you pray about it before you make a decision?
This means you seem like you aren't going to take my advice on this matter, which would both be a huge mistake for you and a personal insult to me. So how about you take some time to realize I'm right, and I'm sure God will back me up.
Now, I've said this one.
why don't you pray about it before you make a decision?
I mean, and I feel like that's the best way to handle those kind of situations. To be totally honest. I mean, you can't outright say, listen, I've been there, I've done this, I know what I'm talking about, just listen to me. Because they won't.
Let me live my your life for you.
Yeah. But yeah. When you throw in that whole God aspect right. of it.
A little sprinkle of guilt on yep. there. Just come on. Come on. Yeah. Open your heart ears.
Yeah. Yep.
a species of enormous sharks, some as long as small yachts, have been frequently spotted off the coast of Southern California after all but vanishing decades ago.
What?
The size of small yachts.
Mo. Yeah, that. Mm-mm.
But need not fear. Basking sharks are often called gentle giants, as they aren't aggressive and they don't bite. Swimming with their mouths wide open and often near the surface, they are filter feeders, consuming tiny foods such as plankton. Cal State Long Beach Shark Lab Director Christopher Lowe tells the Ventura County Star, it has been 30 years since basking sharks have been seen in the area in large numbers. Basking sharks are the second largest known shark species, growing up to be 30 feet long. Though the ones seen locally have been in the 18 to 25 foot range. See, it doesn't matter to me so much if the shark doesn't officially bite, but if it's swimming with its mouth open, mm-hmm. I will die of terror before it even gets to me.
Absolutely. That is one of my biggest fears of like any kind of situation that requires me to run. Mm-hmm. I think that my body's just gonna like shut down, and I'm. You know how like in a dream when you're trying to run and you can't run and you're not moving.
Yeah,
that's what I think is going to end up happening to me in real life, and I can see that happening when one of these basking sharks comes up to me mm-hmm. and swimming with its mouth wide open. Even though I feel like I'm gonna be in the back of my head being like, "It's a basking shark. It's harmless. They're not aggressive. They just eat plankton." I'm still gonna be screaming.
But what
my
if
heart's
going to
be
one?
Racing, and I'm going to be trying to run, and I can't, and I'm going to die of a heart attack.
I mean, humans have identity crises and go against
exactly.
nature. Maybe this shark is going to be like, I'm the one meat eater of the family.
Hey, we saw it on Finding Nemo. It could totally happen in real life. Jeez.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
All right, well, coming up later in the show, do you need an unhappy meal? And when we come back, Mo's exciting return to Waco. Huh?
What?
Stick around. Well, you heard the man. Stick around. When we come back, we're going to hear about Mo and her half marathon. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Back Row Rewind, the best of Matt and Mo.
This week in Nerd History, he lived long and prospered.
Nerd History.
On March 26, 1931, Leonard Simon Nimoy was born in Boston, Massachusetts. Nimoy was an actor, film director, photographer, author, and much more, and he was best known for playing Mr. Spock in the original Star Trek television show. He would reprise the role in 8 feature films and multiple television shows. He famously directed the 3rd and 4th Star Trek feature films. Outside of the Star Trek universe, Nimoy directed and starred in a number of plays, television shows, and he was also a very popular voice actor, especially in the space documentary genre. Sadly, Nimoy died in 2015 due to complications from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, but he definitely will live long in our hearts. I'm Radio Matt. See you next time for more Nerd History.
Listening to the Back Row Rewind, the best of Matt and Mo.
Welcome back to the Back Row Rewind. We've got for you a fantastic show, and we are still in the middle of it. We're going to be talking about later on Burger King's Unhappy Meals, but in this segment, Mo has just returned from the Silo City Marathon. Silo District. I don't remember what it's called. Silo something in Waco, Texas. And she's going to regale us with the tale. Let's go. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show
with Matt and Mo
here in
the studio. Oh, whatever. You're a punk.
In the studio. We have got 5 random facts for you here on this second hour. And let's dive in.
All right. What we got? A data analysis found that the more Tom Cruise runs in a movie, the better they perform at the box office. So we like to see Tom run, apparently. There's a giant statue of Jesus in Poland that transmits Wi-Fi to nearby towns and villages. What would you name that Wi-Fi, Matt?
Come back to me.
Okay. Slot machines make more money in the United States than movies, baseball, and theme parks combined.
Wow.
I don't know how I feel about that. Y'all got problems.
Cry-fi?
Cry-fi?
It was like the first few words of Christ.
Oh, cry-fi?
I don't know.
All right, keep thinking. In ancient Rome, condemned prisoners would be executed on stage when they needed actors for death scenes in theater performances. I knew this!
Isn't that awful, though?
I've seen where it happens.
That is terrible.
That's what the Colosseum was used for.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awful.
Yep, and people just thought it was great. Like,
at least they gave his death purpose to entertain me.
Yeah.
See, that would be horrifying.
It would be.
Think about that today, that happening today in a play. Well, this guy is supposed to get the chair, but he's going to let us kill him for your amusement, for reality in this play.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying.
Uh-huh.
But hey, if you gave the guy the option, get the chair, or get the lethal injection, or get killed in Hamlet.
I don't know. I think I'd want the chair. I really think I'd want the chair.
Oh, this is a morbid conversation.
And lastly, in 1784, Great Britain imposed a tax on bricks to help fund the war in America. In response, people began using larger bricks for construction, and the age of many buildings can be estimated based on the size of their bricks. Huh.
Wow.
Well, interesting. That's how badly they wanted to fight America, I guess. Just give us larger bricks. How about that? All right, Wi-Fi.
I've got no better name.
No? Cry-Fi?
Holy on Hi-Fi.
Holiest of Hi-Fi. Okay,
This is really hard to find a pun for that. No, I got nothing. I got nothing. If you have something, tweet it to us at Back Row Radio. A name for the Wi-Fi that is freely transmitted from a statue of Jesus in Poland to the nearby towns and villages. If you have a funny pun name for that, send it to us at Back Row Radio.
Okay, what does Y and Fi stand for?
Wireless. Wireless fidelity. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, never mind.
I know that's what it stands for in hi-fis, high fidelity. I don't know.
Wi-Fi.
What Fi stands for in this. It might be the same thing, but I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Matt.
You went to Waco.
I know I didn't.
Again.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I did go to Waco again.
This time your whole fam went with you.
Well, the whole fam went with me last time. But this time we all ran together.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say together, I mean separate. yeah, we met my friend Wendy again out in Waco. So last year, Wendy and I ran the half marathon for the very first inaugural Silo District Marathon.
Right, yeah, that was the first one.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Very first one. So second annual Silo District Marathon, which they have put on to help raise funds for cancer research. Hmm. Last year we raised $250,000. This year we raised $300,000 for cancer research. So that to me, like, it just puts a smile on my face. Not only the fact that you're there and you get to hear Chip and Joanna, and Chip prays us out in the morning before we start our run, and you get to hear them and like see a piece of their heart because Waco is their heart. But then to know that, you know, all of the money that we've put towards the run, it's going to a purpose, and mm-hmm. and a purpose that's affected our family, you know, in the past. It just makes me feel good. So anyway, last year, Wendy and I ran the half marathon. This year, we decided we're going to take it easy on ourselves, and we just ran the 5K. And she brought her daughter, her oldest daughter, Zoe, who had just turned 10, brought her along, and Zoe ran her first 5K, along with Mila, who ran her first 5K. And it was kind of a joint birthday celebration because Zoe just turned 10 and Mila just turned 8. So, yeah, Wendy and I ran our first 5K together back in 2010 when Zoe was just an itty-bitty baby.
Yeah.
And Mila wasn't even born yet, and now our daughters ran their first 5K together. So, and last year we ran our first half together, and Wendy is trying to push that next year we run a full together. And I don't know how I feel about it yet. So
full is
26.2.
Yeah, 26.2.
I don't even like riding in the car for 26.2 miles.
That's longer of a drive to Portales.
Yeah.
From here, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
So I don't know. I don't know.
You have a whole year.
It's that whole guilt thing. Like, she posted it earlier this week and said, because they announced the date for next year's run. And Chris and I decided this year, you know what? As long as we're here in Clovis, and it's just a 6-hour drive, as long as we're here, we're going to go down to Waco every year. For the run. I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah,
why not? Cool. Make it our thing. And the kids did phenomenal this year. The boys, like, Topher ran a 9.49 mile, I think. He completed it just over 30 minutes. And then Cannon came in right behind him at, like, 33 minutes. So they were racing the whole time. And then Mila came in third in our family. And then I followed right behind her. And Chris was at the tail.
Chris was way in the back because he can't run.
He completed it. He did, and I knew he was going to do this. I knew it was going to happen because he has a competitive spirit. But he got out there, and he's like, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to do it. And then he sees all the other people, and he starts running. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So, but he didn't hurt himself, which is all that matters.
And he didn't, like, run super hard, right?
No. Yeah. He is a light jogger anyway.
Good.
So, whereas I'm a sprinter. Which is why I can't run for long distances, because I sprint it out and I burn out. So, yeah, anyway, we'll see if I do that whole marathon thing next year or not.
I have a feeling you're going to do it.
No! I'm telling you, she's really already guilting me. I love her. She's one of my best friends, but I'm already feeling the guilt, and it's like a year out.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. Well,
so what's happened with you, Matthew?
My weeks have not been as exciting.
Oh, because I haven't been here. That's why.
That's, yeah, exactly. No, it's because my mom hasn't been here. My mom was gone for 2 weeks, which means that she normally watches my boys for the afternoons in three out of five days mm-hmm. in the week, which number one gives me a bit of a break because gosh, they're so energetic all the time now.
Because gosh, they're the best kids in the world.
I love them to death, but they are killing me. But that also meant that I couldn't come to work those early hours, which means I was here later than normal. So I've just been exhausted during the day with the boys and then exhausted at night because I'm having to work super late. So I'm just tired all the time.
So you gave her a really good Mother's Day gift yesterday, right?
Yeah.
You let her know just how amazing and needed she is.
Speaking of people that need to be needed, Hillary, who our listeners will recognize from 2 weeks ago, was filling in for Mo. Hillary Berkey graduated mm-hmm. from community college with her associates.
Mm-hmm.
And she guilted Deidre and I into going to her graduation,
mm-hmm.
which was at our event center here, which is where they do the rodeos and junk. And we had to sit in this bench seating. And I haven't been to a graduation in a long time. So I'm just thinking, yeah, we're going to go. They're going to do the anthem. And then they'll call the people up to get their stuff. She's named She's named Berkey. She's the bees. As soon as the bees are done, we're out.
Yeah. Nope.
And we'll be there 10 minutes. No. Well, number one, this was a community college. And she told me that her graduating class was like 12 people. I said, okay, so it's going to be real quick. She goes, yeah, I mean, there might be a couple other people. I think like maybe 50 students at the most. Okay, well, we get there with 15 minutes until it's supposed to start. Hundreds of cars. We're parked way off almost near the entrance of the building, of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we get in there, hundreds and hundreds of people and at least 150 students.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I texted her right then and there.
She
I said,
y'all.
This is, you are a liar. She goes, oops, my bad.
I can totally hear her saying that. Oops.
So we sat and there were like 17 speakers. It just took forever and they were all boring. Even the one that was supposed to be the big speaker who was trying to be funny wasn't funny. There was mm-hmm. no laughter going on. Nobody was happy to be there. It was cold because it was cold here for some reason in the middle of the May.
Yes.
And this is a semi-indoor building, but it doesn't really have a whole lot of air conditioning. We're sitting on this bench seating.
That
tiny,
just makes it even
very
more cold.
Very thin bench seating, too. So your butt is hanging off the back and the front.
Yeah.
And you have this tiny, it's like you're sitting on a pole this whole time. And it's just going on forever. And then they're not in alphabetical order. They're in order of whatever degree they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just have to sit through pretty much the entire thing. But we get to close to the end and we're like, okay, if there's only like 10 more students to get called up, we need to leave now so we can get out before there's a mad rush of everybody trying to escape.
Mm-hmm.
And Deidre felt the social pressure. She's all, we can't just get up and leave. It's almost over. I said, we have to. So we got out and walked and we got to our car just as we saw a flood of people coming out. And we're like, thank you, Lord.
Yep.
And hightailed it out of there. And beat everybody at the restaurant. So that was nice.
So, two things.
What?
And I'll make them real quick. I read your post to Hillary. And, like, all those feelings of, wait a minute. Hold up. I have been replaced. Like, just took over. And I was like, I'm not cool with this. I'm not cool. So just to put that out there, just to make my feelings aware.
On the Friday before we recorded, I recorded with Hillary. Normally it takes me all day Friday to write my scripts. I'm usually even up late writing
scripts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I happened to mention, yeah, we're going to, I don't even remember what we did.
The baseball game.
That's what it was. We're going to my nephew's baseball game Friday night.
And which Topher like, is on the same team as.
Yeah. But y'all weren't there because y'all were in Waco.
Yeah, yeah.
She says, I don't know how I feel about the fact that you were able to get the scripts done so much earlier with Hillary. Is she just that easier to work with?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do y'all just have that much more of a...
Oh,
what is it?
I don't know, a chemistry? Connection?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And then you write this whole lovey-dovey post to your friendo. And I'm like, chop liver. You can't find. Whatever. See how it, just because I go to a new church now, huh?
I mean, that's kind of it. You left our lives.
Whatever.
So
you should be happy for me.
I am happy for you.
Okay, and then secondly, you talking about Deidre feeling this social pressure to stay. Okay, so last week we had the band concert where they take all the middle school bands and the high school band.
Oh, right, they do that joint thing. Uh-huh,
the Pops band, and it's the coolest thing ever.
It is nice. I've been to a couple of them.
I don't think I've ever been anywhere where they do that, and I think it makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
So much sense to have. We have 3 middle schools in our district, and then the Freshman Academy, which is obviously just our 9th graders, and then our high school. And so it was 5 separate bands, technically 6, because they had a percussion band that they did.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they put them all together, and they had this one huge joint concert. And for a couple pieces, they all played together.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Well, towards the end, you know, it was jam-packed. The high school gym was like,
mm-hmm.
People standing because mm-hmm. it was just so packed. But anyway, towards the end, they're playing like their last piece and you can see people starting to leave. And that bothers me.
Yeah.
They're not done yet. Just sit down, chill out. We're all going to get out of here when mm-hmm. we get out of here, but just relax. But anyway, there's one lady sitting on the end, and she's videoing, obviously videoing her kid who's in the band. And she's a bigger lady, so she's already like crammed into the bleachers, mm-hmm. you know, uncomfortable and trying to video. And this lady walks past her and doesn't like go behind her where there's an open area that she could walk. She insists on walking right in front of this lady, practically stepping on her to get out. Well, the lady's not moving, which I don't blame her. They're still playing. You can clearly see that I'm videoing. Go a different way or sit down and relax.
Right.
You know, so the lady does not move. She stands her ground, continues to video with this lady's booty right in her camera as she's trying to get past. And the lady nearly falls right on down the bleachers, like trips, has to catch herself and everything. Turns and looks at the lady, and I'm about as far from him as I am from you right now. I'm watching the whole thing. Obviously, it's a huge distraction. I'm no longer listening to the concert.
Right.
The lady turns and looks at her and pushes her and says a few choice words, and I'm like, oh, fight, 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 fight. And the lady's husband, who was the aggressor, he comes up and just kind of pushes his wife down the steps, you know, guides her down, like, we're not doing this, you're not going to embarrass me here. But I was like, man, and I looked at Chris and I was like, did you see that? Did you see that? We almost got to see 2 grown women fight. All because the one wouldn't move and all because the other one wouldn't sit down and chill out. But I just kind of felt like, seriously, like, it's a concert. Obviously, one of your kids, at least one of your kids, is down there playing.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have enough respect to just sit until the end of the final song. And then you're going to get mad when the person won't move.
Yeah.
These are people we deal with in Clovis.
I agree with you.
Anyway, it was that whole social obligation to just stay seated. You know, if more people felt like Deidre, well, then I wouldn't almost get to see fights.
That's right. See, we're your entertainment.
I'm just glad that nobody... I'm glad that nobody did that to Deidre. You know, like...
We were in a row by ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Way off on the end.
We already know how you deal with people who are mean to you in big stadium seating areas like that.
I scare them. Like, hey, chill out, dude.
That was honestly one of the first things that came to my mind as I'm watching this all go down. I'm like, if Matt was here.
Everybody would be calm.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
It's not how you behave. You sounded like John Berkey just then.
Like who?
John Berkey.
Oh, Chance the Rapper is leading the force and getting spicy chicken nuggets added back to the Wendy's menu.
I didn't know they had them.
Oh, yes, they did, and they were great.
Really?
The fast food chain got rid of its spicy chicken nuggets in 2017, but the popular menu item remained available in select U.S. cities throughout Texas and the Midwest after Chance the Rapper, born Chancellor Jonathan Bennett, mentioned in a social media post last Saturday that he yearned to see the spicy nuggets back on the menu. Wendy's responded by saying that they will bring back spicy chicken nuggets if they get 2 million likes on that post. It took a day and a half.
Wow.
Wendy's posts on Twitter, "This is not a drill. Spicy chicken nuggets are coming back. Y'all are crazy. Don't know when yet. Gotta figure it out, but soon. And okay, losing it right now. This is amazing." Because, you know, Wendy's is a character now on Twitter and whatnot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They get into... They put down other companies.
What?
They do. Oh, yeah. And it's hilarious.
But that's
whoever's
like,
in charge of their
That's
Twitter
like
account.
So, I feel like that's so against Dave Thomas. And
that's what happens, I guess, when you die and leave it to be run by other people. But that's exactly what it's just. They throw shade. They throw shade like crazy on Twitter.
I'm going to have to go look at
it. Yes, you will. But anyway, spicy chicken nuggets are back. All because Chance the Rapper wanted them.
Okay,
so.
Then.
And speaking of fast food, when we come back, Burger King urges you to feel it your way. Stick around. All right, the time is almost here for the main topic of the day, the Burger King unhappy meal. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, y'all.
You're listening to the Back Row Rewind, the best of Matt and Mo.
Out of sight, out of mind. Not my monkeys, not my circus. A whole lot of not my problem. Otherwise known as the excuses we give ourselves to turn a blind eye to our neighbor. Truth be told, there are 1,000 reasonable reasons the world would agree are acceptable for walking away from a relationship. But when we consider the example we have in Jesus, we might be surprised to find all of our excuses fall measurably short in terms of what he desires from us. No one is perfect and no relationship is without flaw, but when we measure our love for others against God's love for them, chances are we can all raise the bar a little higher. When we find ourselves in a relationship that is difficult or trying or simply weighs heavy on us, let us not forget the love Jesus showed when Peter denied him in Luke 22 or in John chapter 20 when Thomas doubted him. Even his own cousin questioned who he really was at one point. But then there's Judas. Fully aware of what was to come, Jesus still chose him. With complete regard for the future, he still invited him to sit at the table. His love for Judas was not different than his love for James or John or Simon Peter. Did it take more effort? Possibly. Did he experience heartache along the way? I'm sure. Did he acknowledge the decisions of Judas in an effort to open a door to reconciliation? Yes, he did. But what we often fail to remember is Judas was in fact part of the plan. Boundaries are healthy and necessary, and we also know that people are not disposable. But without your Judas, your purpose may never come to fulfillment. Walk in the freedom of knowing that even those who you find hard to love, Jesus still died for. And while it may be easier to turn foot and retreat, the monkeys God placed in your circus are there for a purpose greater than you may ever understand. After all, Jesus himself commands us in John 15:12 to love each other as I have loved you.
Listening to the Back Row Rewind, the best of Matt and Mo.
Welcome back to the Back Row Rewind as we are in our main event, the main topic of the day. It's Burger King's unhappy meals. Good idea, bad idea. Hey, we're going to talk about it. Let's go. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. Third hour.
With Matt and Mo.
We're going to be talking about something.
We are, but it ain't McDonald's.
at any McDonald's. Mo and I realized that she did the McDonald's jingle on the way out of the last segment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's yep. funny.
Oh, well.
So by now, I'm sure most of you have heard about this. Burger King released an online, or what's called a digital ad campaign, called Feel Your Way, hashtag Feel Your Way, where they released real meals in lieu of the Happy Meal for National Mental Health Awareness Month, with the idea that no one is happy all the time, and that's okay. And so they came out with five meals with different feelings, other than a happy meal. And these are meals aimed at adults. They're not aimed at kids like McDonald's Happy Meals are. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing really special about the meal itself. Essentially, it's just the box. But you can get one of five colored boxes. One is the PO'd box.
Or you can't say that?
I can't say half of them. I'm not going to say P-I-S-S-E-D meal. One is the Yas meal. One is the DGAF meal, which stands for Don't Give a Darnly-Do.
Flip. That's all you got to say.
One is the blue meal, which is, you know, sad. Sad meal. And then the last one, which is probably the most appropriate one given the food inside the box, is the salty meal. Because the food inside the box has about 1,500 sodium, grams of sodium.
Nope.
But anyway, they released these, released a digital ad campaign where they kind of riffed on their own song from the early 90s, late 80s of Have It Your Way. Yeah,
Have It Your Way,
I
remember. That's yeah, what that they are. The deal. It was the,
hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way. That whole thing. So Have It Your Way, that was their big deal. And this was a melancholy song with several different characters. Basically singing about ultimately fleeting moments of sad emotions or angry emotions. There wasn't a whole lot of, like, mental health stuff in the video, in the song. Mm-hmm. It was like, I mean, the very first line was a dude waking up saying, sometimes we don't wake up happy, sometimes we wake up scared or sad, and all I ask is you just let me feel my way. I'm like, you want me to let you feel sad and scared?
Right.
You don't want to be cheered up? So, okay, we'll let you feel that way. And mm-hmm. other people were angry, and other people were fired, and other people were stuck at home living with their parents because their student loans were overwhelming. And they all ended this, you know, part of them being upset with, let me feel my way. As in, implying that they wanted to feel this way. Not necessarily that they needed to feel this way, but that they wanted to. Let me feel like this. Don't help me, was essentially the idea that you got from the song, because they tried to fit it in with their campaign. Now, of course, that wasn't the message that they wanted to get out. And the rest of the message was more in line with what they wanted. But still, even the meals that they offered, I mean, being angry, being PO'd, that's not a mental health thing.
Right.
You can be angry, sure. Being sad, yes, okay, that could be tied in with depression, so mm-hmm. that could be a mental health thing. Don't give a flip.
Yeah.
That's just being rude. Mm-hmm. That's not a mental health thing. Being salty, also. Being sarcastic and rude, that's mm-hmm. not a necessarily a mental health thing. And then yas is just being annoying. Too happy, almost.
Yeah.
But it's not been the first time Burger King has taken on a social issue or tried to, and it's also not the first time that they mostly failed at it.
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, nobody has nobody really has clung on to this, especially given the fact that fast food is a typical self-medication thing for people with depression.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps them in it.
Yeah. It's a cycle.
Yeah. It's a, and I know this from personal experience, it's addictive in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you this rush of dopamine or whatever when you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you that brief mental recourse from those feelings.
Yeah, but then it takes you right back
And then you just dip right back mm-hmm. into it. And so you just keep eating fast food mm-hmm. and you gain weight and then you feel even worse about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised more people aren't in an uproar about this, to be totally honest.
There's quite a few that are. And then there's a lot of other people that really want to, like, give them the benefit of the doubt kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I would give them more of the benefit of the doubt if they didn't also feel the need to take a dig at McDonald's while doing it.
Yeah.
Because the slogan that comes up, you know, no one is happy all the time.
Yeah.
Why? What's the deal?
Yeah.
Why are we trying? If you're making a social commitment, why are you also going to use that to attack a rival company?
Mm-hmm.
Do one or the other.
Yeah.
Don't try and do both. Yeah. And so the last thing that I wanted to do to give them the benefit of the doubt was thinking, okay, well, what if every time you order one of these meals, they give a donation to that Mental Health America organization that was supposed to be tied in with this whole campaign?
Yeah.
Because it's on the box. Mental Health America. The logo's on the box. And that's not even what they're doing. Burger King did give a one-time donation of an undisclosed amount.
That could be a dollar.
In order to use their logo on the box. And I guess they link to something on their website as well. But when you buy it, by the time you buy a box, you're doing nothing but just filling your stomach with sodium.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
No, I honestly think it's in very poor taste all around. I think it's playing down mental health. It's like almost making a joke of it, making very, I don't know.
Yeah.
Poking fun at it, if you will. And I don't know. Mental health has become something that's really taken off in the last few years where we're more aware of it.
It's
something specifically, I feel like even more so with our generation, where it's something that we've become aware of and we've become committed to being okay with. You know, it's okay that you're depressed. Let's figure out what's going on. Let's figure out how to move through this. But those emotions are okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not alone. You're not crazy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel like with my mom's generation, it was more of a, I'm alone in this. No one else is feeling the way that I'm feeling. So in a lot of ways, we've taken a good turn for mental health awareness. And to me, this is kind of a slap in the face. I don't know.
I think what they could have done a lot better would be marketing in a way where in their stores, the bags or whatever, let's get rid of the boxes. That's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gimmick. It's a toy that's ultimately going to be thrown away for adults.
Yeah.
But if you really want to push mental health awareness, throw some stories, you know, like throw a little pamphlet in there with a story about someone who went through this thing and how they got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Give them all the links and phone numbers and everything to certain organizations that can help you with these situations.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, a lot of these people do wind up eating fast food a lot,
mm-hmm.
and it puts them in that repetitive cycle. And so let's meet them where they're at and give them some hope to get them out of that cycle.
Yeah.
Instead of this gimmick that's encouraging them to stay in that cycle because they think they're helping something that they're really not.
Yeah. And you can weigh in on this, Matt, but in all the times that I have been through depression and I've been in a depressed state, I didn't really want to talk about it. It's not something that I wanted to be honest about with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily think that someone who, sure, if you woke up and you felt sad that day, because sad is totally different than depressed,
mm-hmm.
you might go and order a sad meal. But someone who is depressed, truly depressed, is not going to go order the sad meal from Burger King because they don't necessarily want to make it aware. They don't want people to know about it. It's a hard topic to discuss. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, they're seeing their coworkers or their friends or their family members get these other boxes, the Yas box or whatever, you know, and it's making a joke of it. It's making light of it. And yeah. something that they're dealing with and struggling with. Burger King, I do not approve of this message.
Now, the golden lining here is that it was not widely available. You know, it was only available in a few locations, and it might already be over by now. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But I thought the way it was announced made it seem like it was at least going to go on all of May because this is National Mental Health Awareness Month.
Okay.
But it was only available in Seattle, Los Angeles, Austin, and Miami. So... and New York, I think. So you can only get those
all there. The major cities.
Yeah, all the big cities. So even then, it's not even that widespread of a thing. It's essentially just a meme online now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
I don't like it.
It's sad.
Don't do it again.
It's sad. The previous thing that Burger King tried was to bring. To bring awareness to the completely not real pink tax. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's where a certain portion of society is claiming that women pay more for the exact same thing than men do. And so what they did was that they were...
Is this a thing?
It's not real. I mean, a lot of people believe it, but it's not a real thing. Like, every single video or whatever that's been made to show, to prove it, has been debunked almost immediately. But it keeps being spread. It's one of those things, one of those vicious, I'm a victim things. So what Burger King did once was that they set up hidden cameras, and they were selling their chicken fries. You know, and it comes in that little... chicken face box.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sold the men the normal box for the $1.79 or whatever it was, and they sold the women a pink one, and because it was pink it was like $3.09, and then they gauged the reactions
and they thought this was funny.
Yeah, they thought this was a thing that would be helpful. You can go look at their YouTube video of it. And it has like 600 likes and 15,000 dislikes because no one's buying it.
How is Burger King even still running?
I don't know. Especially since just unconnected to any of this, their food is awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I used to like their fries 4 iterations of it ago. They change it about every decade.
McDonald's has the best fries.
McDonald's is good. I like Wendy's. Wendy's are kind of thick cut, the natural kind. Okay. Those are all right if you get them hot.
Now, I will say that I do like Burger King's burgers. I do. I like the charbroiled taste of it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, but...
But I'll go to Carl's Jr. to get that now. Yeah. Forget Burger King.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I'm done with Burger King.
All right. We got a bit of a radio update for you. Give you an idea of what's going on over at Back Row Radio. Last week, we had a bunch of new additions. First off, in the new music category, we added a semi-acoustic song by Chris August. We got a new Dusty Marshall remix.
What?
He's one of our indie rap artists that we have met and seen in concert and love. Dude's really cool. Another indie artist, Blake Reynolds, has brought us a worship song, No Other Name. Life Church Worship, Thrive Worship, each of their new stuff we've got in our worship mix. We Are Messengers has a new remix with Stephen Malcolm. Apollo LTD has Misfits, brand new single from them. Really good. And then I discovered Gandhi's Gun. Band's been around for a little while, but they're an independent rock band, but they are so good. I added a whole bunch of their music to the station this week. And then on Throwback Thursday last week, we added some classic albums. I've learned going through these, 1997 was like the year.
Really?
For Christian rock, because there was just so many good albums that came out then, including Audio Adrenaline's Some Kind of Zombie. We already had a lot of the hits from that album on the station, but we added one or two more. Sixpence None the Richer's album came out, the one with Kiss Me on it. Oh, gosh.
That's a classic. That takes me back.
Yeah. We got the, I believe it's the first album from Mars Ill and the first album from Dismas. We got some of their songs on there. Tadashi, some of his classic stuff. Burden of a Day, kind of a little known Christian rock band from back then, but very good as well. 1187, we got some of theirs from, it was In the Land of Fake Believe. The song that we literally threw on there is called MySpace.
What?
And it's great because it's the same thing that we talk about with Facebook. Actually, Hillary and I talked about it 2 weeks ago because we were discussing how she kind of has gotten off of Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it's all about how you put your fake self out on the internet. You know, how can I really know you when all you ever do is just throw this stuff up on MySpace? It's the same thing that we're doing now with Facebook and Instagram, putting our best image out there and not being real anymore. And so it's a fantastic song, even if it's outdated with what it's talking about. The message itself is fantastic.
I take offense when people say that, like, nobody puts their real self out there. I put my real self
out
there.
You do. You do. You put the good and the bad.
Even when people don't want to read it all, I put it out there.
You put something out there that I just got so confused trying to read the other day. It was a thing about your... Well, you were raised in this area, but by parents who were raised in this area. And so while you were raised Southern, you were raised by California parents.
Yeah.
In the Southern area.
Yeah.
Who also had Southern parents. And I just, by the fourth level of this inception that you had written, I'm like, I'm lost. I can't even, I'm moving on.
But it was one of those, as I was cleaning, I was like,
it's not just about where you were raised.
Yeah. No, okay.
I think I got the point.
I think at some point in the week I'll be able to discuss this.
All right.
So,
lastly, what the biggest thing that's happened this past week is that Backrow Baptist, the account, is gone. We merged it with Backrow Radio. So now you can really just find us all in one place, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Backrow Radio. You will have the few radio station updates throughout the week, and then you'll have some fun comedy and memes and whatever there too. And then, of course, we have our Facebook group, Backrow Baptist Church, which just hit 3,000 members.
What?
3,000. And I'm so mad.
It's about 2,950 more than I'd like for it to have.
No, but I'm so mad because I posted this thing, made a little image that said, we've hit 3,000, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And someone posted in the comments, I love you 3,000. I'm like, oh no!
Yep.
I've missed an opportunity that I will never have again.
Yep. Yep.
To make a legitimate I love you 3,000 joke.
Yep. You failed.
You've seen that movie now, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what my new letterboard at home says. Love you 3,000.
Love you 3,000.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't care who you are. When he said that in the little video recording at the end, spoilers, it's too late. Spoiler ban's been lifted.
Okay, good. So we get to talk about it?
If you don't want to hear about it, turn it off.
But, yeah.
You know, it's been three weekends now. You're on your own.
Listen, Karen and Kevin have seen it, so that's...
I heard Kevin's story about that, too. Did you hear Kevin's story?
Yes.
He got called out in the last hour, took his wife home, went back and watched it again, didn't get home till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't care who you are, when he says that at the end in that hollow recording to his daughter and wife, oh, man. Maybe not streaming tears, but definitely welled up.
Oh, no. I was bawling at that point. Like, I teared up multiple times throughout the movie. Like, had to kind of hold it down. I was like, okay, yeah. I got that. I bawled at that part. And when Captain Marvel gets the gauntlet and she gets it from Spider-Man, and Spider-Man's like, I don't know how you're going to make it through. And all the other all lady, the women. They come up beside her and they're like, we got this. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, that was really cool.
To me, I felt like that was the perfect way to highlight what women can do, mm-hmm. you know, girl power, if you will, without putting down the dudes.
Yeah. There's talk of like a movie
yeah.
with a team up of the women,
yeah.
which would be really cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. Okay.
Yeah, and let's see, there's one thing I wanted to mention. Oh, right. When we were at the movie, there's very few movies where I'm willing to go sit in a full theater for.
Yeah.
Like, I'll usually wait until it's empty or go mm-hmm. early in the day when there's nobody there. But Deidre and I went packed. We're sitting in, like, the third from the front row because it's so packed.
Yeah.
And even though we got there super early, it was full. And while it was really cool hearing all these reactions from everybody as all this stuff happened, we had two people behind us that were the most annoying people. Not in the way that you typically have, where like they're talking or whatever. It was like subtle annoying stuff. The guy behind me, every 2 minutes of this 3-hour movie, went just right in my ear. And I'm like, after a while, I'm like, am I in his way?
Am I doing something wrong?
Is this
wrong?
Me? Just tell me. Quit sighing in my ear. But then the other one that was the more like annoying one was this girl who every time something was building or something happened or a character appeared, this was a whole movie of that for 3 hours, she said the same phrase over and over again. I can't do this. And by the 14th time, I'm like, obviously you can. You've done them all before.
See, I would have had such a hard time knowing that it's 3 hours, which that movie did not feel like 3 hours.
It didn't. It really didn't.
I've got to say, I kind of dread going into long movies like that because I fall asleep with an hour and a half movie anyway. So, but it did not. I was so impressed with how it just all flowed and it was seamless. It was beautifully done. But I would have had a really difficult time not turning around and being like, do I need to call 911? Like, are you okay? Are you going to die? What is happening right now?
Can you not breathe?
What's happening? Is this an emergency? I really, really would have.
I saw one of the reviewers of this movie said what I think was the perfect description. She said that it was a movie. It was 3 hours full of just the down scenes from the Avengers movies where, you know, it's not action. It's them talking and them mm-hmm. discussing and them riffing. And it says, which are everybody's favorite scenes anyway?
Yeah.
So that's why I think it felt so perfect, because it was all like the fun stuff.
Yeah.
The behind the scenes almost of the Avengers that we got to watch 3 hours of.
That's true.
And then an epic battle at the end, which just had the coolest
yeah.
turnaround midway point.
I have to tell you, though, when the people died, I like, this is the only thing that I regret, is as I was watching the people actively die, I wasn't sad. Like, I didn't care. Because I thought that in the end, they were all going to come back. Because I thought that, okay, I got to figure out how to say this. But I thought that them going back in time to get the gauntlet to cause Thanos not to snap his fingers would then cause everything else that happened after that to kind of be a moot point, so it didn't happen. So a couple of my favorite people who are for real dead now are for real dead, and I didn't get to mourn them because I thought they were coming back.
Yeah.
And I told Chris that in the hotel, and he's like, you realize that makes no sense, right? And I said, no, it makes perfect sense. It makes legitimate sense, because if they went back in time to fix it.
You're thinking in Back to the Future terms.
That's I know I am.
Made specifically clear that it's not Back to the Future.
Chris, when they made that reference, Chris was like, what? You mean it's not real? That's not how it happens?
All right, so here's my final gripe
okay.
about the movie. My only gripe. Okay. They gloss over at the end the fact that, oh, Captain America's just going to take all these stones back and put them right back where they took them. Mm-hmm. Like it's an easy thing.
Yeah.
I can, yeah, time stone, sure. Drop it back off with the bald lady. There you go.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
Is he injecting the ether back into the butt of Natalie Portman? Is he rebuilding the Tesseract and the Power Stone thing and the
Listen, he's Captain America. Last he one. Can do it.
Is he going to the place where they got the Soul Stone, meeting his old nemesis Red Skull up there? And if he's returning the Soul Stone, doesn't he get the soul back in return? Because wasn't that the whole thing? Soul for a soul? None of this mentioned. None of this brought up. All of it just completely glossed over. Like it was nothing.
See, but maybe that'll be the next Captain America movie.
There ain't gonna be no more Captain Americas.
There could be. Why are you saying there's not going to be any more?
Because they there don't have be. Any plans for any more Captain America
movies. Yeah, but it's because they haven't heard your gripe yet. They're going to hear this today and be like, oh.
There is a Black Widow movie coming, but now it's almost entirely certain it's going to be a prequel telling her story about how she got involved with the Avengers.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
That's even the though, only way, because
even though the
I can't, the at least maybe then there. I can mourn her death.
But the idea is there that Captain America could have returned the Soul Stone and gotten her back. But they didn't lay that groundwork. Didn't even mention it.
Listen, we're going all Avengers for Halloween this year.
Are y'all?
Whole family.
That's cool.
Whole family's going to be Avengers.
All right, well, we went off on a weird tangent
we that did.
We weren't supposed to talk about. We got your Bible verse thought for the day. Bible verse for the day. It's Proverbs 31:30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
And our thought for the day comes from Joel Fitz. Your past doesn't define who you are. Christ's righteousness defines who you are.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Back Row Rewind. We have taken you back in time, and now it is time to rejoin today the future. The present? The future from where that was, but the present as to now. Does the present ever really exist, though? Because this moment is already in the past. And the next moment, well, it's already gone now, too. Where's the future? Way out there. And what I just said was the future to us a minute ago. We're not going to worry about that. We're going to say, stick around. We got amazing music coming up for you all day long. And then tonight, it's 80s night, y'all. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss 80s night. It's the best. 6 p.m. Eastern time. Stick around for that. An hour of the best 80s music. Not just Christian music. 80s music in general. It's our favorite little break from our normal format. It's going to be fun. Church Nerds tomorrow morning. Mo and Matt will be back next Monday for brand new episodes, Monday through Wednesday of the Backroom Morning Show. You guys have a fantastic rest of your week. And if nobody else tells you, we promise that it's true. Jesus loves you, nerds.
Thank you for joining us for Back Row Rewind, the best of Matt and Mo. For more of Matt and Mo's antics, tune in every Monday through Wednesday for the Back Row Morning Show at 8 a.m. and again at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Only on LTN Radio.